Welcome back to AI Unraveled, the podcast that keeps you up to date on all things AI. I'm your host, Etienne Newman, a senior software engineer, passionate soccer dad, and your guide to the fascinating world of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick reminder to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people discover the show and join our AI journey. This week, we're diving deep into a whirlwind of AI news from March 3rd to 9th, 2025. We've got China making bold claims in the autonomous AI arena, Elon Musk battling it out with OpenAI, and even Super Mario getting in on the AI action.
It certainly feels like the AI landscape is shifting faster than ever before. One of the most eye-catching stories this week has to be China's Manus AI agent.
Right. Claiming fully autonomous task execution. That's a bold move, especially considering we're still debating the capabilities of existing AI assistants.
Exactly. What's particularly interesting is the technology behind Manus. It's not just about processing information. It's about understanding complex scenarios and adapting to real-time changes. This suggests a significant leap forward in AI's ability to operate independently.
And this comes right as Amazon is pushing for agentic AI across their entire ecosystem. Do you think we're on the verge of a global AI arms race with major players vying for dominance in this space?
It's certainly a possibility, especially given the potential applications of agentic AI. Imagine self-managing logistics networks, automated manufacturing processes, even AI agents taking on complex scientific research. The implications for economic and technological dominance are huge.
And let's not forget the potential impact on the workforce. If AI agents can truly operate autonomously, what does that mean for jobs that were previously considered uniquely human?
That's a crucial question we need to grapple with. While increased automation can lead to greater efficiency and productivity, we need to ensure that these advancements benefit society as a whole, not just a select few. We'll need to consider retraining programs, new forms of social safety nets, and a reevaluation of the skills that will be most valuable in the future.
Absolutely. Shifting gears, let's talk about the legal drama unfolding between Elon Musk and OpenAI. A judge just denied Musk's attempt to block OpenAI's shift to a for-profit model.
This ruling marks a turning point for OpenAI. By transitioning to a for-profit model, they're signaling a clear intention to commercialize their research and development. This could lead to faster innovation and wider adoption of their technologies, but it also raises concerns about their original mission of ensuring AI benefits humanity.
Right. And OpenAI is wasting no time capitalizing on this new freedom. They just launched NextGen AI, a $50 million consortium dedicated to AI research and education.
It's a smart move. By investing heavily in research and education, OpenAI is positioning itself as a thought leader in the field. This not only attracts top talent, but also allows them to shape the direction of AI development in a way that aligns with their vision.
Speaking of shaping the direction of AI, Google had a pretty eventful week themselves. They dodged a bullet when the U.S. government dropped its bid to force Google to sell its AI assets.
That was a major win for Google. It allows them to retain control over their AI research and development, which is crucial in this rapidly evolving landscape. They wasted no time in leveraging this victory, unveiling their new AI mode for search.
Yeah, I was particularly intrigued by this one. Feels like Google is playing catch-up in the generative AI race, especially with the rise of ChatGPT and Gemini. Is this a desperate move to regain their footing, or is there a more strategic play at work here?
I think it's more strategic than desperate. Google has vast resources and a deep understanding of search technology. By integrating AI more deeply into their search engine, they're aiming to create a truly personalized and intuitive search experience. This could potentially redefine how we access and interact with information online.
It's fascinating to watch these tech giants jockeying for position in the AI landscape. We've got China pushing boundaries with autonomous agents, OpenAI going all in on commercialization, and Google reimagining search with AI at its core. But where does Microsoft fit into all of this? They've been heavily invested in OpenAI, but recent news suggests they might be shifting strategy.
You're right. Microsoft's relationship with OpenAI has been in the spotlight lately. Reports indicate they're developing in-house AI reasoning models, seemingly aiming to reduce their reliance on OpenAI's technology.
Is this a sign of cracks in the Microsoft-OpenAI partnership? Or is Microsoft simply trying to hedge its bets and diversify its AI portfolio?
It's likely a combination of factors. On one hand, Microsoft wants to maintain its competitive edge in the AI space. Developing their own models gives them more control and flexibility. On the other hand, they're also facing increasing pressure to address ethical concerns surrounding AI, and having greater control over their AI development might allow them to address those concerns more directly.
Their recent unveiling of Dragon Copilot, an AI assistant for doctors, further supports this notion. It seems they're determined to establish themselves as a major player in AI, both in terms of research and practical applications.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that the development of in-house AI models doesn't necessarily mean a complete break from OpenAI. Microsoft could still collaborate with OpenAI on certain projects while pursuing their own independent research and development. It's more about strategic positioning and ensuring they have a diversified approach to AI innovation.
It's a fascinating power dynamic to observe. Speaking of fascinating, let's dive into a topic that's both exciting and a little unsettling. The growing emotional intelligence of AI.
This is where things start to get really interesting and perhaps a bit philosophical. We've seen AI avatars becoming more emotionally aware, responding to human emotions in ways that were once unimaginable. And then there's the emergence of hyper-realistic AI voices blurring the lines between human and machine interaction in a way that's both intriguing and potentially unsettling.
Right. It's almost like we're stepping into the uncanny valley of emotions where AI becomes so lifelike that it starts to evoke feelings of unease or even fear.
Yeah.
Where do you think the line is between helpful AI and technology that could be emotionally manipulative?
That's a question we need to grapple with as AI continues to evolve. The potential benefits are clear. Imagine AI companions that provide emotional support or customer service agents who can truly understand and respond to your frustrations. But we need to be cautious about creating AI that's too good at manipulating our emotions, especially if those manipulations are used for unethical purposes.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but it's a conversation we need to have, and I'm glad we're having it here on AI Unraveled. Before we move on to some quick hits in the AI world, I want to take a moment to thank our amazing listeners for your continued support. Creating and producing AI Unraveled takes a lot of time and effort, and we're committed to keeping this podcast free and accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. If you're finding value in these deep dives and want to help us keep the lights on, consider supporting the show with a small donation. You can find donation links in the show notes. Every contribution, no matter the size, helps us continue to bring you high-quality AI insights.
Thanks for that. Let's dive into some quick hits, those fascinating stories that might not make the headlines, but are still worth exploring. First up, we have Apple. It seems their much-anticipated Siri AI upgrade has been pushed back to 2026. That's a pretty significant delay, especially considering how much emphasis their competitors are placing on AI assistance. What do you make of this? Is Apple falling behind in the AI race, or are they playing a different game altogether?
It's hard to say for sure. Apple has always been known for its focus on user experience and privacy, so it's possible they're taking a more cautious approach to AI development, ensuring they get it right before releasing it to the masses.
That makes sense. They've also historically been very tight-lipped about their future plans.
Exactly. But this delay could also signal that they're facing challenges in developing truly competitive AI capabilities. The AI landscape is evolving rapidly, and Apple can't afford to fall too far behind.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, for a story that's both amusing and a little bit concerning, a student used AI to ace Amazon's technical interview, only to be caught and lose the job offer.
Ah, yes. The classic case of AI-assisted cheating. It raises some intriguing questions about the future of hiring and the evolving nature of skills assessment.
Absolutely. On the one hand, it's understandable that someone would want to use every tool at their disposal to succeed in a competitive job market. But on the other hand, it undermines the integrity of the hiring process and raises ethical concerns about fairness and transparency.
Precisely. As AI becomes more sophisticated, we'll need to rethink how we evaluate candidates' abilities. It's no longer enough to simply test for knowledge or technical skills. We'll need to assess critical thinking, problem solving, and adaptability skills that AI can't easily replicate.
Speaking of testing AI's capabilities, researchers are now using Super Mario to benchmark AI performance.
Mm.
Who knew a classic video game could be such a valuable tool for AI research?
It's actually quite brilliant. Video games like Super Mario offer complex dynamic environments that require a wide range of cognitive skills, planning, problem solving, spatial reasoning, and even a bit of creativity. It's a fun and engaging way to push the boundaries of AI development and see how well AI agents can adapt to unpredictable scenarios.
It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as a video game can provide such valuable insights into the complexities of AI. Now, for a development that could have major geopolitical implications, NVIDIA's CEO claims that U.S.-made AI chips are 60 times faster than those made in China.
This highlights the critical role of hardware in the AI race. While China has made significant progress in AI research and development, the U.S. still holds a dominant position in chip manufacturing. This technological advantage gives the U.S. a significant edge in developing and deploying advanced AI systems, which could have far-reaching consequences for economic and military dominance.
It's a reminder that the AI landscape is not just about algorithms and software, but also about the underlying hardware that powers these advancements. And finally, a prediction that could have profound implications for the software development industry. Anthropic's CEO predicts that AI will surpass the best human coders by 2026.
That's a bold prediction and one that's generating a lot of debate. If it comes true, it could revolutionize the way we build software. Imagine AI systems capable of writing code faster, cheaper, and with fewer errors than human programmers. It could lead to an explosion of software innovation and potentially reshape entire industries.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting to think about. On the one hand, the potential for increased productivity and innovation is enormous. But on the other hand, it raises concerns about job displacement and the future role of human coders. What happens when machines can do our jobs better than we can?
That's a question we'll need to address as AI continues to advance. We'll need to focus on developing skills that complement AI, such as creativity, critical thinking, and complex problem solving. It's not about competing with AI, but rather finding ways to collaborate with it and leverage its capabilities to our advantage.
It's a fascinating time to be following the evolution of AI. So much is happening so quickly, and it's hard to predict where it will all lead. But one thing is clear. AI is rapidly transforming our world, and it's up to us to shape its future in a way that benefits all of humanity.
I completely agree. We need to be actively involved in the conversation, engaging with the ethical implications, and ensuring that AI is developed and used responsibly. Mm-hmm. This is not just a technological challenge, but a societal one as well.
And speaking of societal impact, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a bit more personal. You know, creating and producing this podcast is a labor of love for me. I'm passionate about exploring the world of AI and sharing these insights with all of you, but it also takes a lot of time, effort, and resources to put together these deep dives.
It certainly does. And we're incredibly grateful for your dedication, Etienne. You're providing a valuable service to the AI community by making these complex topics accessible and engaging for everyone.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I also appreciate the support of our amazing listeners. You're the reason we do this. And if you're finding value in these deep dives and want to help us keep the show going, we encourage you to consider supporting AI Unraveled with a small donation.
Every contribution, no matter the size, helps us cover the costs of production and ensures that we can continue to deliver high-quality AI content to our listeners. You can find donation links in the show notes.
Now back to the AI landscape. Out of all the stories we've discussed today, what stood out to you the most? What developments are you most excited or perhaps a bit concerned about?
That's a great question. I think the convergence of AI and emotions is particularly intriguing. We've been talking about AI's cognitive abilities for years, but the idea that AI could become emotionally intelligent is a whole new frontier. It has the potential to revolutionize how we interact with technology, but it also comes with a whole host of ethical and psychological considerations.
I completely agree. It's fascinating to think about AI understanding and responding to our emotions, but it also raises some unsettling questions. Mm-hmm. What does it even mean for AI to have emotions? Are we talking about genuine feelings or simply sophisticated simulations? And what are the implications for human relationships if we start forming emotional bonds with AI?
Those are profound questions, and I don't think we have the answers yet. But they're questions we need to start asking as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. We need to be mindful of the potential risks and benefits and ensure that we're developing and using this technology in a way that serves humanity rather than the other way around.
I couldn't agree more. And it's not just about emotions. Mm-hmm. We're seeing AI advancements across the board, from autonomous agents to AI-powered search engines to AI tools that can potentially outperform human coders. It's clear that AI is rapidly transforming our world, and it's up to us to shape its future.
It really is a pivotal moment in human history. We're essentially shaping the future of intelligence itself.
And it's not just about the technology itself, but also about the ethical and societal implications. We need to ensure that AI is developed and used in a way that aligns with our values and benefits all of humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to be having these conversations now while these technologies are still in their early stages of development. We need to consider the potential risks and benefits and ensure that we're putting the right safeguards in place.
And that's why I believe shows like AI Unraveled are so important. We need to keep the conversation going, educate ourselves and others, and make informed decisions about the future of AI.
I completely agree. It's about empowering people with knowledge and encouraging critical thinking. We can't just sit back and let these technologies shape our world without our input.
Exactly. And speaking of shaping our world, I want to remind our listeners that they have the power to do just that. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur looking to reach a highly engaged audience, consider advertising on AI Unraveled. You can connect with thousands of professionals who are passionate about AI and eager to explore the latest advancements.
It's a fantastic opportunity to get your message in front of a targeted audience and support the show at the same time.
Contact us for more information. We'd be happy to help you connect with the right people. And as always, a huge thank you to our incredible listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure exploring these fascinating topics with you, Etienne.
Likewise. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep unraveling the mysteries of AI.
That's a great question. I think the convergence of AI and emotions is particularly intriguing. We've been talking about AI's cognitive abilities for years, but the idea that AI could become emotionally intelligent is a whole new frontier. It has the potential to revolutionize how we interact with technology, but it also comes with a whole host of ethical and psychological considerations.
I completely agree. It's fascinating to think about AI understanding and responding to our emotions, but it also raises some unsettling questions. What does it even mean for AI to have emotions? Are we talking about genuine feelings or simply sophisticated simulations?
Yeah.
And what are the implications for human relationships if we start forming emotional bonds with AI?
Those are profound questions, and I don't think we have the answers yet. But they're questions we need to start asking as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. We need to be mindful of the potential risks and benefits and ensure that we're developing and using this technology in a way that serves humanity rather than the other way around.
I couldn't agree more. And it's not just about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing AI advancements across the board, from autonomous agents to AI-powered search engines to AI tools that can potentially outperform human coders. It's clear that AI is rapidly transforming our world, and it's up to us to shape its future.
It really is a pivotal moment in human history. We're essentially shaping the future of intelligence itself.
And it's not just about the technology itself, but also about the ethical and societal implications. We need to ensure that AI is developed and used in a way that aligns with our values and benefits all of humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to be having these conversations now while these technologies are still in their early stages of development. We need to consider the potential risks and benefits and ensure that we're putting the right safeguards in place.
And that's why I believe shows like AI Unraveled are so important. We need to keep the conversation going, educate ourselves and others, and make informed decisions about the future of AI.
I completely agree. It's about empowering people with knowledge and encouraging critical thinking. We can't just sit back and let these technologies shape our world without our input.
Exactly. And speaking of shaping our world, I want to remind our listeners that they have the power to do just that. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur looking to reach a highly engaged audience, consider advertising on AI Unraveled. You can connect with thousands of professionals who are passionate about AI and eager to explore the latest advancements.
It's a fantastic opportunity to get your message in front of a targeted audience and support the show at the same time.
Contact us for more information. We'd be happy to help you connect with the right people. And as always, a huge thank you to our incredible listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been a pleasure exploring these fascinating topics with you, Etienne.
Likewise. Until next time, keep exploring. Keep questioning and keep unraveling the mysteries of AI.